आई थिंक आई हैव सम स्कार्स फ्रॉम द चाइल्डहुड जहाँ पे आई वॉज लाइक कि यार हमारे पास पैसे नहीं है, बाकी सबके पास पैसे है.
That was exactly my motivation.
अब हर साल बर्थडे पार्टी में जाते हो, आपके कजिन की आपकी बर्थडे पार्टी रही है, आपको लेके जाते हैं वहां पे, आप सब देखते हो और आप बोलते हो यार मेरी बर्थडे पार्टी तो नहीं हो रही. आई वेंट टू मंत्रालय 3 times. यार आई कुड मीट द चीफ मिनिस्टर.
वाओ.
3 बार जाते हो तो तुमको कोई ना कोई रास्ता दिखाते हैं.
नहीं, बट वो एडवर्टाइजिंग फाइनली हुई थी कि नहीं?
4 रिक्शा पे हुई थी. देन इन कॉलेज देन आई वॉज लाइक आई वॉज डूइंग थिंग्स. तभी I had like all these friends who were like pretty good at robotics. They had that bug, and all these engineering colleges does workshops and like so many things, right? And they were like, "Yaar, certificate नहीं देगा ना वो तो हम तो किसी को बुलाएंगे जो certificate देगा, नहीं तो student enroll नहीं करते."
Yeah.
तो मैंने वो साल तो वो होने लगा. मैंने बोला next year मैं ही certificate दूंगा. तो मैंने वो दोस्त को बोला कि तू आ जा, तू robotics सिखा दे और हम certificate दे देंगे, इनको certificate चाहिए तो. And I think it was just a bug कि कुछ तो करना है. I would say for me it has happened every 2 years for sure.
Yeah.
जब रोना आ जाता है actually आपको.
Yeah.
जैसे मैं मिशिगन में था तब actually I was when I was shutting down that business, I think I was in like some kind of a not depression but I was sleeping 15-16 hours of day for like 2 weeks.
That's a sign of depression.
तो वो तो हो रहा था कि मतलब body में उठ के कुछ करने का मन ही नहीं हो रहा है, right?
Yeah.
अभी भी होता है actually.
Yeah.
अभी भी होता है. Last हफ्ते भी हुआ होगा.
Welcome to Unstarted. What is unique about this show is this is about you. It is for founders, by founders.
So we have a very interesting show today or episode which we are combining with TEAM. TEAM stands for the Entrepreneurs Association of Mumbai. And I have a very TEAM guest here who is a Mumbaiker from birth. So we will talk about his background, but Sanket is at the intersection of a lot of what we see going around the world, but he's been doing this now for many years, even before AI came out and all of this video stuff became literally a click away. So with that, let me welcome Sanket Shah, founder of InVideo. Sanket, great to have you here. Can we first quickly explain what InVideo does, and then you know we'll take the story from there.
Yeah, InVideo is a AI video creation software. You can use agents, you can use multiple models to create ads, movies, learning and development videos, and so much more.
Okay, we'll reserve some of the harder questions for later with all of the stuff that is going on. But let's go back to your journey. Born and raised Mumbai, computer science engineer from
university. Electronics
engineer.
Yes.
Well, the one that wasn't as useful, so you started doing computer science.
It wasn't useful.
Yeah. Yes. So talk about family background. How did you become an entrepreneur? The goal of this show, Unstarted, is to actually, make all of these stories relatable. What you do, I remember meeting you on Zoom during COVID. Mm-hmm. And even at that time, I remember thinking that this is pretty cutting edge, rocket science kind of stuff that you were doing. So it's great to again have you here. But let's go back to born and raised. What is the story? You had a startup before, so it's, Unstarted is positioned as -1 to 0. You seem to have done it multiple times.
Yeah, I've just grew up very Gujju household, right? Middle class Gujju household. So my dad has had co-founder breakups. He has shut down 4 businesses.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My mom runs like a home business. She still does it. So I have seen her cold calling. She ran a diamond jewelry business.
So to all the Gujjus out there, there's a lot of inspiration coming.
It is just like, I grew up in that environment, right? Uh-huh. Like dad, when I think I was in 6th, 7th standard, all the co-founders split drama was happening and co-founders were my uncle.
Okay.
So that drama was happening, and then he has changed businesses, he has pivoted, he has failed. He only started making money actually 20-25 years after he first started when he was 21. And he's the first gen, right? So just grew up in that particular environment where middle class, but sab mein fight hai.
Yeah.
Hum log jo karte hain, mujhe lagta hai ki hum matlab aise fancy word bana dete hain. We have some type of exposure, we have some type of ambition which is different, but otherwise we make things complex and like hum acche acche words bolte, बट अदरवाइज यही ऐसे ही चलता है एंटरप्रेन्योरशिप कि आप कॉल करोगे बुलाएगा नहीं बुलाएगा.
दिस इज प्रॉब्ली वेरी रिलेटेबल फॉर पीपल बिकॉज ऑफ्टन आई फील स्पेशली विद द सिलिकॉन वैली काइंड ऑफ कॉन्टेक्स्ट बट लाइक यू आर सेइंग कि बहुत बड़ा बना देते हैं कि पीपल थिंक यार ये लोग तो सब IIT और बहुत यू नो देयर पेरेंट्स मस्ट बी वेरी वेरी क्वालिफाइड एंड दिस एंड दैट. द रियलिटी इज यू ग्रो अप इन अ नॉर्मल बिजनेस हाउसहोल्ड एंड दैट्स हाउ यू गॉट इंस्पायर्ड.
या एंड आई डोंट थिंक कि मेरे पास कोई चॉइस ही था राइट लाइक कि बिकॉज आई थिंक आई हैव सम स्कार्स फ्रॉम द चाइल्डहुड जहाँ पे आई वॉज लाइक कि यार हमारे पास पैसे नहीं है बाकी सबके पास पैसे है तो तुमको बहुत बुरा लगता है और तुम सोचते हो कि बॉस ये तो करना पड़ेगा ऐसे नहीं चलेगा.
दैट वॉज एग्जैक्टली माई मोटिवेशन. Exactly my motivation
startup. So I remember those like incidents जहाँ पे मतलब सिंपल है कि यार आप हर साल बर्थडे पार्टी में जाते हो आपके कजिन की आपकी बर्थडे पार्टी रही है आपको लेके जाते हैं वहाँ पे आप सब देखते हो और आप बोलते हो यार मेरी बर्थडे पार्टी तो नहीं हो रही. एंड देन आई वॉज लाइक आई थिंक लाइक दिस गोज बैक वेरी अर्ली इन लाइफ. आई थिंक आई स्टार्टेड थिंकिंग अबाउट डूइंग सम टाइप ऑफ अ बिजनेस वेन आई वॉज 17 एंड आई एक्टेड ऑन ईच वन ऑफ देम. सो आई थिंक आई वॉज 17 तब मुझे ऑटो रिक्शा के पीछे एडवर्टाइजिंग करनी थी यार करने नहीं दे रहे थे तो आई डेंट नो आई वेंट टू मंत्रालय 3 times यार आई कुड मीट द चीफ मिनिस्टर. आई एक्चुअली डेंट नो दैट कि 3 मुंह उठा के मंत्रालय चले जाओ कि बस के पीछे एंड आई वॉज ऑल्सो वेरी नाइव राइट कि बस के पीछे BSTC बस के पीछे एडवर्टाइजिंग करने देते हो रिक्शा के पीछे क्यों नहीं करने देते हो.
बट यू मैनेज टू मीट द चीफ
मिनिस्टर. आई मेट द चीफ मिनिस्टर. 3 जाते हो तो तुमको कोई ना कोई रास्ता दिखाते हैं फिर बोला कि ये दिन तुम आओगे. पृथ्वीराज चौहान वॉज द चीफ मिनिस्टर देन ही मेट एंड आई वॉज वेरी सरप्राइज एंड इट्स नॉट जस्ट दैट राइट देन ही सेंड मी टू द ट्रांसपोर्ट कमिश्नर ट्रांसपोर्ट सेक्रेटरी. सो आई वेंट देन टू द ट्रांसपोर्ट सेक्रेटरी एंड फॉर 3-4 आफ्टर दैट दे केप फॉलोइंग अप ऑन द केस. तो घर पे लेटर आते थे कि क्या हुआ किधर हुआ एंड देन आई हैड मूव्ड ऑन एंड आई वाज लाइक ठीक है मैं ये कर लेता हूँ.
नहीं बट वो एडवर्टाइजिंग फाइनली हुई थी कि नहीं.
4 भी हुई थी वो नहीं कर. हाँ 4 भी हुई थी वो करने नहीं देते थे क्योंकि आपको पीछे एडवर्टाइजिंग नहीं करने देते रिक्शा की. उनको लगता है कि ट्रैफिक रूल ब्रेक होगा और डिस्ट्रैक्शन होगा. एंड मेरा वही आर्ग्यूमेंट था कि BSTC बस के पीछे तो करने देते हो भाई आप बिलबोर्ड लगाने देते हो इधर क्यों नहीं. सो यू कैन ओनली डू ऑन द साइड एंड आई थिंक इट्स लाइक सम 17x13 का सेंटीमीटर का आप लगा सकते हो साइड में. देन इन कॉलेज देन आई वॉज लाइक आई वॉज डूइंग थिंग्स तभी आई हैड लाइक ऑल दिस फ्रेंड्स हु वर लाइक प्रीटी गुड एट रोबोटिक्स दे हैड दैट बग एंड ऑल दिस इंजीनियरिंग कॉलेजेस डज वर्कशॉप्स एंड लाइक सो मेनी थिंग्स राइट एंड दे वर लाइक कि यार सर्टिफिकेट नहीं देगा ना वो तो हम तो किसी को बुलाएंगे जो सर्टिफिकेट देगा नहीं तो स्टूडेंट एनरोल नहीं करते. तो मैंने वो साल तो वो होने लगा मैंने बोला नेक्स्ट ईयर मैं ही सर्टिफिकेट दूंगा. तो मैंने वो दोस्त को बोला कि तू आ जा तू रोबोटिक सिखा दे और हम सर्टिफिकेट दे देंगे इनको सर्टिफिकेट चाहिए. तो सो आई देन थ्रू कॉलेज आई थिंक आई रैन मल्टीपल वर्कशॉप्स ऑन रोबोटिक्स एथिकल हैकिंग मॉडल रॉकेटरी स्टेथोस्कोप बनाओ मतलब जो भी करना है मतलब बेसिकली कुछ भी जो भी करने देगा कॉलेज. सो वी टुक वर्कशॉप्स ऑल अक्रॉस स्कूल्स एंड कॉलेजेस इन बॉम्बे एंड आई थिंक इट वाज जस्ट अ बग कि कुछ तो करना है एंड दिस इज वेयर माय स्पाइक इज. सो एक्चुअली दिस इज वेयर आई एम हैप्पीएस्ट इज डूइंग दिस. आई डोंट फील लाइक वर्क आई फील कि मेरे को ये करना है जाके. बहुत मजा आ रहा है.
जर्नी इज द डेस्टिनेशन.
हाँ मजा आ रहा है बस मतलब तुम मजा तो आएगा यार. तो इट वॉज जस्ट दैट एंड देन देर वर सम ट्रेंड्स राइट कि मैं कॉलेज के फ्रेंड्स के साथ घूमने नहीं जाता था क्योंकि मैं ये करता था. टुडे आई एक्चुअली रिग्रेटेड कि यार ये साले सारे लोग ट्रिप पे गए मैंने ये सब मिस किया पर मैं ये कर रहा था एंड इन दैट मोमेंट इट फेल्ट राइट. सो आई थिंक दैट वॉज द ड्राइव कि मजा आ रहा है मजा आ रहा है. एंड देन लकीली लाइक आई थिंक आई वेंट टू द US. आई थॉट दैट आगे कुछ तो पढ़ते हैं कोई अच्छे कॉलेज में चल जाएंगे. मुझे लगा ये IIM वगैरह तो मेरे से होगा नहीं. सो आई थॉट मैं US चले जाता हूँ लेस कंपेरेटिव. आई वेंट टू अ गुड यूनिवर्सिटी आई अप्लाई टू 5 आई गॉट थ्रू 1 आई वेंट देयर. आई थिंक दैट इज वेयर द होल स्पेक्ट्रम ऑफ थिंकिंग ओपनड अप. पहले हम सोचते थे कि मेरे पापा सोचते थे कि 50 lakh रुपए जाएंगे मास्टर्स करने में 50 lakh रुपए मैं तुझे कुछ खोल के देता हूँ वो चला ले बिजनेस बन जाएगा लाइक दैट इज द जोन ऑफ थिंकिंग. Luckily, I took that bet and I went to University of Michigan, where I actually let myself do whatever I wanted to. And that is also because like I didn't have a loan, right? Yeah. So I think all of that helps. कि मेरे को कोई ऐसे ज़रूरत नहीं थी कि कुछ band बच जाएगी. Again, you didn't have plenty, but you had enough. So I let myself go through. And at big universities in the US. I think they let you do things that you are good at and it's very appreciative. तो मेरे को University of Michigan ने $75,000 दिए थे कि जा बेटा बिजनेस कर ले.
या
एंड दैट वाज कि आप देयर इज सेंटर फॉर एंटरप्रेन्योरशिप, आप वहां जाओगे वहां पे.
सो लेट्स पॉज देयर टुडे विद हाइंडसाइट बिकॉज आई गेट दिस क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम यंग एंटरप्रेन्योर्स और यंग स्टूडेंट्स एक्चुअली ऑफ्टन. शुड दे गो डू दैट? Should they go study in the US or should they just jump into with all this AI happening?
No education is going to happen really, right? Like education, you don't go there for education.
Yeah.
I got particular type of exposure jahan pe, matlab, I got a particular type of exposure ki jahan pe, it was Ann Arbor, right? Like, but there were like at least 6 entrepreneurs who have sold companies in Silicon Valley, moved back because they were from Ann Arbor and then now teaching so at just the university.
I'm a big believer in that. I think it just rewires your brain and that. And what you said before, they gave you $75,000. It's very application oriented.
Yeah.
It just gives you that risk appetite and the ability.
And appetite, right? Like basically, they were like, ki, oh, there is a program where if you don't do an internship, the college can still pay if you're pursuing a startup.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can get like some internship stipend. It's not enough, but it covers your rent and groceries.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they did all of that. And then you get an office space. And in that office space, at a University of Michigan type of places, there are at least 20 teams attempting a startup. And then you have like all of them together and then it's a particular type of an environment, particular type of a vibe.
Some of that has started to happen with the incubators even in India, but it's great. So let's fast forward. Then you came back. Next business idea.
No, I actually started converting non-fiction books into videos.
Okay.
I ended up going to, I started converting those books into videos and Art of War and Think and Grow Rich and stuff like that. And I was like, this is not how the world should be. Hmm. But I then moved to the Valley for a year. I worked there, but I always wanted to do this. And the moment I went into the Valley, I was like, yaar, bahut time pass hai. This was 2013.
Yeah.
So tabhi Owen main to nahi sun raha tha.
Yeah.
Itna. And maybe like my exposure was not that high in that circle, etc. And I was like, yaar, ये वीजा वीजा मेरे से नहीं हो पाएगा, मतलब ये नहीं चाहिए मुझे झंझट की, मतलब वीजा कर लो कुछ तो नॉनसेंस चलता था मेरे कंपनी
में. बाय द वे, वन एंटरप्रेन्योर जस्ट टोल्ड मी मेबी 2 weeks अगो दैट द रीजन आई एम मूविंग बैक इज आई डोंट वांट टू स्पेंड द नेक्स्ट 2 years ऑफ माय लाइफ ट्राइंग टू फिगर आउट वीजा एंड इमिग्रेशन एंड दिस.
क्या टाइम पास है यार वो सब. आई जस्ट वांट लाइक फ्रीडम इन लाइफ व्हिच इज लाइक कि ठीक है यार मैं मर जाऊंगा तब भी देख लूंगा टाइप. एंड आई डोंट थिंक यूएस गिव्स यू दैट पर्टिकुलर टाइप ऑफ अ फ्रीडम. नाउ इट कैन, राइट? बट आई डोंट थिंक बैक इन द डे इट कुड. सो आई मूव्ड बैक टू इंडिया, स्टार्टेड माय लास्ट कंपनी. आई मेड अ वेरी वेरी बैड मिस्टेक आई थिंक, विच इज यूएस में बैठ के आप इंडिया में क्या बिजनेस चालू करने हैं वो सोचते हो. आई डोंट थिंक वो करना ही चाहिए किसी को. आई थिंक द मार्केट्स आर डिफरेंट, एनवायरमेंट इज डिफरेंट. आई थॉट अबाउट द आइडिया बिकॉज टू बी वेरी ऑनेस्ट आई ऑल्सो वॉन्टेड टू फिगर आउट मैं इधर आके क्या करूंगा, मैं घर वालों को क्या बोलूं. सो आई लाइक ठीक है, अब मेरे पास एक कोफाउंडर है, मैं आ जाता हूँ इंडिया और मैं कुछ तो बिजनेस चालू कर लूंगा. एंड देन आई एक्चुअली मूव्ड बैक व्हेन आई फाउंड अ कोफाउंडर इन अ मंथ ऑफ दैट. लाइक आई वाज कॉन्स्टेंटली लुकिंग एंड देन आई जस्ट फाउंड द पर्सन. एंड आई व्हेन आई फाउंड द पर्सन आई मूव्ड बैक टू इंडिया. एंड व्हेन आई मूव्ड बैक टू इंडिया वी डिड लाइक रेस्टोरेंट पॉइंट ऑफ सेल सिस्टम. यू हैड अ कंपनी लाइम ट्रे, राइट? लाइक सेम आई थिंक दैट्स व्हाट वी डिड. And luckily, I think we exited it in like 20 months, 22 months.
Okay.
But I think it was there's some markets that are very punishing and they're very brutal.
Yeah.
And I think that remains the most important decision that I've concentrated mein chadoge.
Yeah.
And
where people say where to play.
I think where to play is very, very important because आप सब करोगे, आप उठोगे, आप fight मारोगे, आप में जितना दिमाग है उतना काम करोगे, उतना आप में sharpness है. But it can reflect in a particular type of business that will just not work.
Yeah. So what led to the decision to sell? And you've gone through multiple businesses by this time. It seems like you don't attach yourself too much to the outcome. How easy was it to just move
on? No, it's actually very difficult. It's not attaching to the outcome. यार मैं तो मतलब वही टॉपिक पे मुझे जो ये पूछता है मैं बोलता हूँ कि बॉस लाइक आपने धंधा चलाया है, आप एक्चुअली अभी भी चलाते हो, आपकी भी तो फटी होती है ना, मतलब कभी ना कभी तो फटी होगी कि आप क्या करोगे आपको नहीं पता है. सो आई थिंक
हैपेंस एवरी क्वार्टर.
सी आई वुड से फॉर मी इट हैज हैपेंड एवरी 2 years फॉर श्योर. जब रोना आ जाता है एक्चुअली आपको. एंड लाइक वो हर स्टेज पे हुआ है. जैसे मैं मिशिगन में था तब एक्चुअली आई वॉज व्हेन आई वाज शटिंग डाउन दैट बिजनेस I think I was in like some kind of a, not depression, but I was sleeping 15, 16 hours of day for like 2
That's
weeks.
A sign of depression.
तो वो तो हो रहा था कि मतलब बॉडी में उठ के कुछ करने का मन ही नहीं हो रहा है, राइट? अभी भी होता है एक्चुअली, अभी भी होता है, लास्ट हफ्ते भी हुआ होगा, 2 साल पहले भी हुआ था, बिकॉज यू फील कि अब क्या करोगे. बट वन थिंग दैट आई कैन डू इज आई कैन टेक अ बेट.
Yeah.
And I know that it's a bet. And I know that now I have some rigor and all of that.
Yeah.
But the thing about bets is all bets are not going to work.
Yeah. But stepping back, looking through the journey, jab bhi ye rone wala situation aata hai, what is it that keeps you going? And maybe the playbook has evolved over maybe 10, 12 years that you are obviously resilient. Sab bolte hain ki resilience and, you know, it's become an overused word. What is the input that goes into it?
So I think you usually find a way to look forward. कि अगर ये हो गया तो शायद से मैं बच जाऊंगा और मेरे पास और कोई ऑप्शन anyway नहीं है. But you start.
So you focus on the positive version of the future. By the way, this is a technique.
No, and to be honest, very honestly, I often loop back to the past and then I spiral. And then I go back and say that I'm going to kill this monkey all the time. And to be honest, like someone told me, ki, bro, just kill the monkey. Jabhi bhi ye ho raha hai, kill it, kill it, kill it. And keep thinking about the future. Kyunki every business, I think, has a particular type of a ceiling.
Yeah.
Wo ceiling aapko todna hoga.
Yeah.
Aur wo ceiling optimization se nahi tutta.
Yeah.
I don't think you can, I don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah.
Okay. I personally feel that you can't do optimization.
Yeah.
You can't do stupid things which will lead you to break the ceiling.
Yeah.
You have to do something very drastic.
Yeah.
And in that drastic, I think your current status quo is 100% going to get affected.
Okay, let's pause there and take 2 questions which basically talk about how you pick the...
Hi, so I'm in the advertising business, communication. And one of the things that keeps coming up every 2 or 3 months is there is always a new shiny object in the market. And it can get extremely overwhelming, especially if you're a solo founder, to sort of keep pace with things. Now, the question is, not every shiny object is going to be the future, right? How does a seasoned entrepreneur like yourself distinguish between what is the signal and what is the noise? If there are certain indicators, certain heuristics, it'd be fantastic to know what should we focus on and what is safe to ignore.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take the next one also.
Hi, I'm Inu and I'm product manager right now. I'm an aspiring founder. So my question is to kind of understand the rationale behind how do you kind of crystallize your ICP, right? Like how do you ruthlessly prioritize your product pricing and features for your ICP and not kind of accommodate the noise from the rest of the crowd.
Let's now focus on the InVideo journey. And how did you then think about your ICP? How did you separate signal from noise? And you were just saying that ceiling bar bar hit hoti rehti hai. So, and I know you think of frameworks and how to break through some of that. So share that in this context.
I think in this context, it is quite straightforward. You need an insight. Okay. I think the whole truth is a beautiful insight. Every business has a particular type of very, very kick-ass insight. And I think that it's very difficult to copy an insight.
Yeah.
Okay. Because your most important product, your architecture, your culture, your people, who you hire, how you think, revolves around that.
Yeah.
I think that becomes incredibly difficult to copy. It just can't be copied if there is a particular insight that's working in the market today. And I have not had that insight and I have not made it center. I don't think I can beat it only. It's impossible to beat it. So you have to have your own insight, which in my opinion is a bet. That insight needs to have some amount of rigor, right? Ki why do you think ki ye chalega, ye sachi chalega ki nahi, ye logo ko chahiye ki nahi?
Yeah.
It's still a bet. You will not know till it lands.
Yeah.
But you pick that insight, you make it front and center of the product, you align everyone and you put all your chips towards that insight. We had an insight from the $10 million to a $70 million run.
Yeah.
That insight expired with the world changing fast.
So let's talk about how did you start from the 0 to 10 and then 10 to 70 and we'll come
I think 0 to 10 was just plain hustle. As a founder,
If I'm not wrong, us samay bhi to insight thi ki creator economy ja rahi hai. What was the core starting
point?
But correct, right?
So I think ki wo jo creator economy wali insights hai na, they are like very L1 insights. I think you need a L3 insight.
So L1 is more surface level, L3 is deeper.
This is very surface. I was a kid saying such things. That's how I feel about myself.
I was impressed even then, by the way. So you are saying...
Not really, because money never hit my bank.
No, but by that time you had already raised
that's
money.
Another thing. If money doesn't hit your bank, don't listen to anyone.
He had already raised. Anyway, I have my notes that say this is a miss for us. So 0 to 10 million in your case was basically creator
fight.
Economy ko
I think it was fight ki Canva ye karta hai to apan Canva for video banate aur wo chalayenge Canva for video logo ko chahiye hoga to wo banate.
So you got almost hacked your way through it or hustled your way the way you said it, but you feel you didn't have the core insight, which is why you hit the ceiling.
I thought
where this signal versus noise will also come in.
Yeah.
And then how did you break out of it? What is the core insight you got?
So then basically I realized ki what are we good at, what are we not good at, what do we not understand. I think most people in any type of products, anything in life, don't really understand. So insight has to marry with differentiation. Differentiation has to matter.
Yeah.
People don't want to differentiate. For some reason. I think that I don't want to differentiate. Every time the question of differentiation comes, I still get nervous. Because mujhe lagta hai yaar wo chhoot jayega. But I think that's the job. Ki wo to chhootna chahiye. Kuch to chhootna chahiye, tabhi differentiation aayega. And I think differentiation, any company that doesn't have differentiation will not work. Mostly. Is how I feel about it. And if it gets commodity, then it is raised to the bottom. So I think insights have to marry to a particular type of differentiation, and differentiating is extremely, extremely important. More so in consumer companies, in B2B companies, I think you differentiate on what other vendors are they looking at.
Yeah.
But differentiation is important. And now I think I have a particular eye for differentiation.
Yeah.
But that eye is, ki last ball is hit for a six, so I can say that eye.
Yeah.
But if I can take 4 or 5 shots, I'll mostly make 2 work, is my understanding in this particular market from all the muscle knowledge I have, or just muscle memory I have, because I've done this for so long. So last time it was ki video editing mein timeline hota hai. Ek kaam karte timeline nikal dete hai. To basically 25 tool hai jis pe timeline hai. Mere akele pe nahi hai. Jisko bhi timeline nahi chahiye, uske paas ek hi option hai.
Interesting. So that was the insight that got you from 10 to 70.
Yeah, I think that was the insight.
Okay.
And then which segments will care about this?
So coming back to then the question, right? So which segments, signal versus noise, you said you have to have a core insight and apply that to the market. How do you know whether you're right or wrong? How do you know whether there's signal or noise? Many people say they listen to their customers, they look at feedback. You sound more like you have come up with the insight and you are... finding customers.
ये मैं करता था, right? जब पुराना 10 मिलियन का बिजनेस था, मैं 200 कस्टमर से बात करता था.
Yeah.
आज मुझे समझ गया है कि 10 कस्टमर इज एक्चुअली मोर देन इनफ. 5 कस्टमर इज मोर देन इनफ.
But the core customers, the ones
not
who...
Not even that. What you ask in the meeting is so much more important.
Interesting. That's how you distinguish signal versus noise.
Yeah, what are you... If you ask a leading question, talking to a customer is a particular time. So I think all of us, we speak about ki customer se baat karni chahiye. No one fucking talks about what to talk. How to talk. Are you talking to them? And then, tune kya pucha? Agar tu ye puchega, tere ko ye answer mila, to ye to noise hai. So how do you ask? What do you gather? How do you gather it? How do you not ask leading question? One of the most important tips I have is I only focus on the past. I have nothing to do about speculation with a customer. This will change. This is what I will do. I don't care. You just tell me, what do you do today? Aaj tune tu ye pehnega ki nahi mujhe nahi pata hai, tu mujhe bata tune ye pehle pehna hai ki nahi pehna. So I personally just keep focusing.
Very interesting. And I can tell you that is a framework that can work with many, because you are essentially connecting dots and patterns from the past and then saying ki kya karna hai.
And solution is mine. Customer should not give... I will not take a customer solution. I will not give them the problem. I think Mom Test is a book that I swear by, and usme wo likha hai, which resonates with me, which is don't tell customer their problem and don't take their solution. Solution is your job, problem is their job.
No, so very good. I think you have given a very good answer for the signal versus noise. Instead of
falling in this trap and believing that they may be lying. You're just going through and connecting the dots from their history.
Truth.
And truth. To get to the truth.
Truth and facts.
Yeah. Okay, now you're at 70 million. Let's take the last question. Evaluating progress during a pivot, at what point does persistence turn into stubbornness? What leading indicator should founders track before deciding to pivot? So, the leading indicators you already kind of said, which is, you know, if you're hitting a ceiling, and this is from Kush Semwal, you mentioned before that you have had multiple step functions of journeys. How do you think of product market fit? How do you think of where you are today?
No, it's tough. I think it's tough. And saying that you don't think that you don't double guess and all of that, I think is bullshit. I think I at least double guess. I get nervous. I get confident. It is tough to show up. But you show up, like in some form, like you just say that ki ye karna hai, karte, dekhte kya hota hai, what's the worst can happen. But it's tough to show up. I can also, at the kind of revenue we do, I have to take large bets. I can't take small bets. So all of that becomes like, I think it gets tough, but I think that is also where the most fun actually is. So when you are winning, you realize that, when you're winning, no? एक्चुअली आप कुछ नहीं कर रहे हो जब आप जीत रहे हो जब आप ये सब मुझे लगता है बात बात कर रहे हो तब आपको कुछ करने की जरूरत नहीं है क्योंकि ये वाला डिसीजन आपने ले लिया है वो 6 महीने बाद उसका रंग ला रहा है तब आपको लोग बुला रहे हैं आप बात कर रहे हो तब वो सब चल रहा है जब वो मर जाता है वो चलना कभी ना कभी कुछ ना कुछ तो होगा वेर यू हैव टू से दैट और क्या हाउ डू आई पाइल ऑन अनदर $100 million ऑफ रेवेन्यू और 200 ऑफ इट डिपेंड्स ऑन द स्केल राइट is where you keep thinking about it and this is where actual fun is also.
Yeah.
Where you feel ki kya karu and then you feel that this is the fucking job of the founder ki you can see the pros and cons of everything and you say that I have to take a bet and then you take a bet with like particular senses and stuff like that. So when the momentum is not on your side, you start realizing a lot of people when they start realizing, I think what they do is they do all this bullshit optimization. I stop looking at my numbers entirely. So I don't look at revenue. I stop looking at retention. I have nothing to do with it anymore. I did it last time. I think I'm doing it this time. Well, I just have nothing to do with what my revenue is or how many users are coming. I am fully optimized for what's going to come next. In fact, like 2 people might be handling the current business or maybe 4. And then what is the bet? How do you make sure that everyone's aligned and you carve out a market positioning for that particular bet for yourself when the world thinks A, B, C keyword, whatever that keyword is, A ke liye NVIDIA, B ke liye NVIDIA, C ke liye NVIDIA, but something should be related to NVIDIA.
Yeah.
And I think we were known for like full video back in the day.
Yeah.
The market insight changed. The market insight didn't change, right? Like, so we were in a particular strategy. We were definitely like growing. We were like, bhai, ye toh main toh jeetne wala hoon. Pata tha actually ki kabhi toh marenge. Actually, it's almost funny, right? Humne January mein, last January mein, me and my co-founder were in SF. And we had spoken that there's a high chance we'll regret the current decision. What was the current decision? Momentum zari rakhte hai yaar, kyun ye sab karna hai? Abhi momentum hai.
Ye sab kya hua?
Ye sab mein matlab basically, you want to move on to the new insight.
Yes.
If you want to move on to the new insight, you are going to...
It's going to cost
sacrifice.
You. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We were like, kyun sacrifice karna hai? Badiya revenue chal raha hai, kuch to kar lenge, ye, wo, abhi. And we didn't take that decision and I think... That decision was singularly the only decision that impacted mostly the entire year was that decision. And did the team work hard? Did everyone try to ship as much as they can? Were people in office? Were people like being creative in their jobs? Yes, I think that decision, wrong decision, you take a wrong decision, it doesn't pay off. You take a right one.
Very humble of you to talk about that. And I think it's great learning for people. So I guess it was, so that wasn't stubbornness, that was just comfort zone. What was the reason?
पता नहीं था ना कि हाउ विल द मार्केट चेंज, हाउ विल द व्हेन विल द सीलिंग हिट. यू डोंट हैव वेरी पिन पॉइंट आंसर्स, यू हैव अ फीलिंग अराउंड इट. एंड आई हैव ऑल्सो बीन रॉन्ग इन दैट सीलिंग, राइट? लाइक सो आई यूज टू से कि मेरा करंट स्ट्रेटेजी है वो एक्चुअली 25 मिलियन पे प्लाट होगा, पर 25 पे तो नहीं हुआ, वो चलते रहा. तो मैं तभी भी वो फोक था कि आई कुड हैव टेकन अ फोक देयर ऑल्सो ऑन माय फीलिंग. आई डिडंट टेक दैट फोक. आई थिंक आई अगेन डिडंट टेक इट, मे बी इट डिलेड टू मच. बट द गुड पार्ट इज इफ यू कैन कीप डूइंग इट एंड द डे यू मेक वन वर्क, इट विल पे फॉर एवरीथिंग. इट विल बी डिलेड बट इट विल मोस्टली पे फॉर एवरीथिंग.
संकेत, माय लर्निंग हैज बीन across businesses, consumer or enterprise, interestingly, and I, and by the way, all the way down back to Bazi days where we didn't really, there wasn't really much of a market, hamesha step function mein grow hota tha. Aur wo irritation lagti thi aur kai baar depression bhi hoti thi, kyunki wo jab step function mein flat ho tab to you don't know na ki step aane wala hai, right?
So nahi pata hota,
wo pata nahi hota. But I think to your point and little bit spiritually Bhagavad Gita point, right? Karm karo. Right?
Yes.
So keep doing the inputs, but also strategically point your business in the right directions, which seems to be something you're doing. Now the world,
and we don't know, the jury's out, which is the whole.
Well,
done.
So my view is, you know, right now it looks like AI will take over everything. Video obviously is one piece of it, but workflows. I've been doing a lot of agentic stuff over the last 2 months. Yes. It just increased my work, and I am the human in the loop.
Yes.
Right.
But everyone, the thing is that in this thing, everyone's actually going to look the same. Everyone's gonna look agentic.
नहीं, वो तो हो रहा है.
Everyone's gonna look the same. Everyone's gonna look agentic. Then what's my differentiation?
Yeah.
And how do I stand out? I actually think about marketing as a very particular point where अगर आप views को लाते हो तो views से sign up rate क्या है वो आपको समझ जाता है. तो जैसे मेरा views से sign up rate, so signal versus noise वगैरह बोल रहे थे, right?
Yeah.
So in my business, when views to sign up doesn't start matching for me in my head,
this
is very difficult to attribute. I just look at the data and I am like, ये पक्का हो रहा है. So when views and sign up rate goes below a particular point, I actually remove my hands of marketing. So actually the other part is that I also conserved a bunch of cash. Because I largely stopped marketing when I saw this happen. I am like, ठीक है, वापस marketing करेंगे, बढ़िया, जब कुछ तो हो जाएगा. Basically, मैं आपको कुछ चीज़ दिखाता हूँ, right? Like, what is your propensity to say, this is interesting, या मैंने ये दिखा है.
Yeah.
And when it's interesting and then you can say that enough people will get into a particular retention bucket, is when you will do it.
No, but so there's a very important lesson. You are saying when there are potential big shifts happening across your business, you did take the call to conserve your cash.
Yeah.
And you, because you may need to live to fight many more days.
I think so.
And therefore.
No, I think I have one more bet in me.
Yeah.
After the, if this bet doesn't work.
Yeah.
Then I have one more bet.
Yeah.
I have to make one of them work. Otherwise, I'm fucked.
You won't be. Great. So now let's talk about a different thing. You are building pretty cutting edge stuff sitting in Mumbai.
Huh.
You know, we as Z47 at that time, Matrix Partners India, we started in Mumbai.
Yeah.
Our largest office is now Bangalore. I have seen a full wave, by the way. It used to be 25-30% Mumbai entrepreneurship, 25-30% Bangalore, and 25-30% NCR. Yeah. Now it's 40-50% Bangalore. Delhi is still 20-25. Mumbai went down and now is back up to 15-20. So it's interesting. How did you, how come you're still in Mumbai, didn't move to Bangalore with all this cutting edge engineering?
We are a pretty small company.
Yeah.
So, and I think like there's some kind of madness that you do in a particular day, which is ki, we are still like under 100 people. So, what we did is essentially engineers, actually bunch of talented people who were outside the city, we just pay their rent in Bombay and they all live next to office and there is catered lunch and dinner in office, and I think the office environment, why people is fun. So there is a reason for them to stick around. Also InVideo saw very rapid growth, which makes it easy, and paying their rent, moving them, providing like lunch, dinner, which is I think very basic. If you do all of that, I think you can build it. But you can't if you are not good, you are going to be stubborn about it. So just found a particular point where the core problem is ki yaar rent bhar lo. I think $30,000-$40,000 an engineer at our scale for our type of engineers per month is just okay money to spend. and stay back in Bombay.
You know, but Ashish Hemrajani keeps saying, I know you said with Metro it hasn't changed as much in what you are seeing, but many companies have seen a big change after the infrastructure building.
I think the energy of this city and how people are makes Bombay the best city.
Switching gears, in a closing note, Sanket, so multiple businesses, multiple minus one to zero, some exits, you're always in some version of product market fit, and I know you think about it differently. So what is your definition of product market fit for people?
I think it's a spectrum for a particular persona, and that spectrum is basically you can have a 3/10 product market fit, a 7/10 or a 9/10. Mm. 9/10 product market fit can actually become 6/10 product market fit.
With a change in
with the change in with the change that's going on, with new things that are, even today more so.
Hmm.
Because actually in the world of AI, in my view, your current strategy for AI is from what's possible today, and then you're building it. Now 6 months hence, there will be a new insight that will open up, and you will be stuck in like a particular type of thinking bubble architecture to be able to fast move there. So actually a new player has a significant type of advantage short term.
Yeah.
So that is happening very fast, and you can lose PMF in some form.
Yeah. But therein lies the opportunity for all the people watching. Lots of shifts happening. Looks like a lot of new product market fits can also come.
I think so.
So with that, any piece of advice for people watching from your journey, what would you tell them?
I think I think everything's available on YouTube. Everything's available on just everywhere on internet. There's no bigger thing than having flight hours on something, and you can just get flight hours sitting at home. So people should build more prototypes, people should build more things, people should make them land, and as they do it, depending on where they are, they will start getting maturity of what is differentiation, what is positioning, what is GTM, how do you connect positioning and GTM, your market size depends on differentiation, positioning and size of GTM, can you calculate it? But I think you should not over conceptualize it.
It's superb. And like you said right at the start, enjoying the journey, which itself becomes the destination. So with that, Sanket, thank you so much.
Thanks.
For being so candid.
Thank
and
you.
Wonderful to have you.
Thanks. Thank
Cheers.
You.
You're watching Z47 Moments, the podcast by India's oldest venture capital firm, Z47. If you like this episode, consider hitting the subscribe button and the bell icon so you never miss an update from Z47 Moments.